Radio Prague News.
The lower house has approved a constitutional amendment which would abolish lawmakers' and judges' lifelong immunity from prosecution. The Pirate Party has filed a lawsuit against President Klaus over the amnesty's authors. And Czech Radio celebrates World Radio Day. The Chamber of Deputies has approved a constitutional amendment which would abolish lawmakers' and judges' lifelong immunity from prosecution. Under the proposed amendment, they would only be protected for the duration of their mandate unless their peers vote to strip them of their immunity. The bill was approved by 148 deputies, well over the 120 votes necessary to amend the constitution. Its fate in the Senate is unclear since a similar proposal was rejected by the upper chamber only last year. Among possible nominees for the seats on the Constitutional Court that President-elect Miloš Zeman is considering are expert on criminal law Jaroslav Fenik and commercial law specialist Irena Pelikanova, according to the website of the weekly Respekt magazine. Mr. Fenik was suggested to Mr. Zeman as a possible candidate by Maria Benešová, who allegedly turned down the same offer. As of the beginning of February, the Constitutional Court has 12 out of the total 15 judges. The president nominates new judges who are then approved by the Senate. Men and women will be subject to the same insurance and pension savings rates, according to a bill that was approved on Wednesday by the lower house of parliament. Currently, Czech insurance companies and private pension funds offer lower premiums for women on many of their products. According to the finance minister, Miroslav Kalousek, the new bill had to be introduced in order to comply with the decision of the European Court that said the current system conflicts with the principle of gender equality. Opposition parties, as well as Mr. Kalousek himself, have criticized the new regulation, which may cause insurance rates for women to drastically increase in some cases. The Pirate Party has filed a lawsuit against President Václav Klaus for concealing information about the authors of the presidential amnesty that was issued at the beginning of the year. The lawsuit is arguing that the president's office has the obligation to release the names of the authors under the Freedom of Information Law. The head of the office, Jiří Weigl, had rejected a request for information from the party's chairman, a number of other groups and politicians, including the deputy chairman of the Social Democratic Party, Lubomir Zaorálek, have issued public complaints about the lack of information about the amnesty. The German police and customs officers have arrested a four-member Berlin-based group that was smuggling marijuana from Czech Republic into Germany. Three men and a woman had been under surveillance for several months prior to being arrested on Monday evening while returning from the Czech Republic with 50 kilograms of marijuana. The Bavarian and Saxon officials have criticized the allegedly lax Czech drug regulations many times in the past. The World Radio Day is being celebrated for the second year on Wednesday all over the world. The day marks the occasion of the founding of the United Nations Radio in 1946. Several Czech radio stations prepared special programming for the occasion. The public broadcasting Czech radio is also celebrating its 90th birthday this year. Scientists have discovered a new type of fly that is believed to inhabit only the Podilia National Park in the southwestern Moravian's Neuma region. The fly is from the mothfly family and was given the name Trichomia hardigensis. Entomologists Markéta Omelková and Jan Ježek from Brno's Masaryk University were in charge of the fly's classification. Over 70 species of flies in Moravia are currently endangered because of the disappearing wetlands that the species are dependent on. Largely due to heavy snow, Tuesday saw the most car accidents on Czech roads per day in more than 4 years. The police registered 521 accidents, a sad daily record that was last surpassed in the fall of 2008. Last year, the highest number of accidents in one day was 482, which was on the 15th of February. There were two fatalities during the day on Tuesday. And as for the weather, it should be overcast throughout the day with occasional snowfall. Daytime temperatures in the upcoming days should range between 0 and minus 2 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.